When you think about a yoga festival, images of yoga mats stretched out under trees, natural foods, and live music may come to mind. And that's what the Central PA Yoga Love Festival was like last September. Held at a rustic retreat center in rural Perry County, it was a weekend escape into physical and spiritual pursuits. Festival organizer and yoga teacher Chelsea Parcel says as the state's residents were instructed to shelter in place this spring, and she started teaching classes online, she wanted to do something bigger. So she got to work on the Central PA Yoga Love Fest online edition.
We're going to have all different types of yoga classes that are suitable for someone who's just curious, who's a beginner, or a seasoned yogi who's, you know, been practicing for a long time. We're going to have live music. We're going to be featuring some local businesses as vendors, and we're going to be having some fun contests.
The free event will stream live over Facebook, and Parcel says there are more than 30 sessions scheduled. Festival headliners Bob Sima and Shannon Plummer of Where the Light Gets In will offer a virtual concert that combines traditional songs and shamanic meditation practices. Haven't you noticed the patterns of the pain in your past? Plummer explains how that works.
Bob may pause in the middle of the concert and invite people to receive a breath together, a collective breath. And we may practice breath work for just a few minutes in the middle of a concert to get into a space of contemplation before maybe a more contemplative song.
Plummer and her husband, Sima, have some experience with hosting live events now. They were on tour this spring when all of their performances were canceled. So they moved the concerts and workshops online. Sima says despite the lack of face-to-face contact, it worked.
You have such an opportunity to have your audience connect with each other and with us because they can see each other. We can have them break out into small breakout groups and just chat for a few minutes about, you know, what's their favorite song.
Ricky Merrill Friedman of Reiki by Ricky will also be at the festival. She says before the pandemic struck, nearly all of her work was hands-on.
Reiki is gentle, light, stationary touch and balancing right off your body and your energy field because our energy radiates. That's how we feel and sense each other. So certainly we are all missing that human physical contact.
These days, Friedman says she's successfully providing Reiki online and hosting virtual meetups and workshops.
There is no time and space in the energy realm. And so you can share Reiki long distance, just like some people choose to share a prayer.
And Friedman says the response from clients has been positive, as folks are looking for new ways to manage stress and see familiar faces. Friedman will lead a workshop called the Yoga of Reiki at the virtual festival. It's the kind of class you might only find at a yoga festival. Parcel says the opportunity to try new things is an important part of the online event.
If anybody has ever just been a little bit curious about yoga and maybe they wouldn't want to buy a ticket to a festival or even go into a yoga studio, this is just an excellent opportunity for you to just pop in, check out a class, just kind of see what it's about and keep an open mind.
Parcel says she hopes the event will offer something many folks are missing these days, a chance for tangible connection. Jen Rehill, WLVR News. And in the glow of your own light, your petals open wide and you blow.